Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business. And I have to tell you, your cover story is something that really intrigued me because at my place of work, our windows are dirty.
That's right. Bruce Carson with Carson's Window Service. We're talking to him this week. And, you know, this is a story that had been, I mean, it's literally almost fallen in my lap for 7 years.
That's right.
He does the windows at the Las Cruces Sun News in the new building. And, you know, like your office, I'm not sure if our old building even had windows.
No, your old building did not.
Yeah.
It was an old
Safeway. It was the
Safeway.
Old Safeway. But, you know, we've got these nice shiny windows and Bruce keeps them shining for us. And, you know, for the past 7 years, every couple of weeks, I'd be sitting at my desk, typing away, doing my thing. And, you know, we have the high set windows that are about 6 feet off the floor. Mm-hmm. And I'd be sitting there typing and I'd start hearing thumping and rattling and all this weird noise and wonder if the roof was caving in. And it's just Bruce doing his thing. And then a few weeks ago, I was walking downtown one afternoon coming back from one of the museums. And he was working on some windows down there. And I thought, you know, this guy really has, no pun intended, a window onto a lot of Las Cruces businesses.
Yeah.
And started visiting with him. He's a really neat guy. He moved here in 82 along with his wife, Tina. Her dad had some health issues and needed to move to a drier, warmer climate. So they kind of followed him out here and started Carson's Window Service. It's really neat. You talk about a family-owned, family-run
business.
Oh,
it is family-owned.
It really
is.
I mean, he found it with his wife, Tina, and his kids. His two daughters used to go out with him. They're older now, but when they were as little as 5 and 6, they'd go out with them on jobs. And, you know, they'd clean up his little spills on the floor, and then he'd send them in to talk to the customer and to collect the bill.
No way.
Yeah.
I never, you know, in the time that I owned my own business, I never thought about sending my kid in to collect. I probably would have had a lot more success had I done
right,
that.
Right. You can't argue with a cute little 6-year-old collecting their bill. Now he's got a couple of grandkids that still go out with him. And he was talking about the fact that, you know, it's a great way to teach them to meet people, how to interact with people, how to provide good service. And he really does. This guy is really dedicated to his work. He used to have, oh, geez, more than 1,000 clients stretching from Santa Fe, Rio Doso, down to El Paso. Now he's down to about 100. Says that's a lot more manageable since he's kind of a one-man show. And he's got them all on a maintenance schedule, so he'll pick up a new client when one drops off. And his level of service really impressed me because if, you know, we get very occasionally, we'll get a rain out here. And if he's cleaned somebody's windows and we get rain and a dust storm at the same time, he'll just go back the next day and re-clean it. And that's really built up word of mouth advertising for him. He says sometimes he'll be on a site and a customer will take him over to introduce him to a new business coming in and, you know, say how good he is, talk about his service. And he says his clients are his best form of advertising.
Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, it seems that a lot of businesses that open up, they you do have that big window to make it look like it's a bigger place. And so there's a lot of business opportunity for him to go out there knocking on doors and say, do you need your windows cleaned?
Yeah. And, you know, it's necessary. You've got to have those looking sharp to keep your business looking sharp.
That's right. That's right.
And he talks a bit about, you know, his competition as well. He's, like I said, he's downsized and he keeps his jobs fairly small. He only does businesses. He worked at Corbett. He did some of the larger bank buildings around town.
And we are in a world of where bank buildings, a lot of windows.
Every corner and lots of windows. And he talks about the fact that when he gets those jobs that he doesn't want to take on or they're larger than he wants to take on, he'll refer those out. So he's got a great relationship with
That's
the competition great. As well. Great guy, great service.
All right, let's move on to something that, you know, for years you hear about timeshares and you hear about scams. This week's column with Gary talks about that.
Yeah, we've apparently got a good one going around now, he's telling us. People are calling with this scam. They're fake companies. They're asking you to resell your timeshare. You pay the fees up front, and then you never hear from them again.
Oh, no.
And so the warning has gone out, and some things that people really need to watch for. Don't agree to anything on the phone or online until you've had a chance to check out the reseller. You can contact the AG's office. Another thing you need to do is ask the salesperson for all the information in writing. If they're scamming you, that'll shut them down pretty quick. You can ask if the agents are licensed to sell real estate where the timeshare is located. deal only with licensed real estate brokers and agents. Ask how the reseller will advertise and promote the timeshare and how often you'll get progress reports. That's another thing that when they realize you're following up, they'll jump ship. And never, ever, ever assume that you'll recoup your purchase price for your timeshare, especially if you've owned it for less than 5 years and it's not in a prime location.
The key is to ask questions.
I mean, ask questions.
When it comes to scams, if it's too good to be true, ask lots of questions.
Absolutely. Put them on the spot.
Real briefly, NMSU Employment Extravaganza.
Got the Career Services hosting the 14th Annual Employment Extravaganza, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Corbett Center on March 14. Great opportunity to get a job, make some connections, and remember, always, always treat it like a job interview. Dress appropriately. Bring your resume.
Oh, can't emphasize that enough. Dress appropriately. Okay, Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.